You're listening to Talk Soap. The first rule of Talk Soap is that we do talk soap. So lather up as the hosts catch you up in the week of Daytime Dish. Now, here are your hosts.
Hey, everybody. Happy Memorial Day weekend post. Hope everybody had a great weekend, three-day weekend, four-day weekend for some of you. Today we have a full panel. We have five of us talking about daytime and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. I'm also broadcasting live on Periscope. So if you're a Periscope, go to TalkSoap at TalkSoap, and you can join in on the conversation. And I'll also do shout-outs on the air for you as well. If you're listening in and you're listening to the podcast and you're on Periscope, be sure to show the love by tapping your screen. I appreciate it. All right. First up, let's see. Kelly, girls first. What's up, Kelly? How you been?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How was your weekend?
It was great. I worked all weekend making that holiday pay money. But that is really about the extent of it. I got off work yesterday at 5:30. It was pouring rain, so I came home, put my sweatpants on, and went to bed. A perfect Memorial Day weekend.
So you worked the corner this weekend to make some extra money? Is that what I heard you say?
You know, I don't give out my secrets now. People are willing to spend a little bit more money on the holidays. So
Now, Kelly, did you take EBT? Because I got some food stamps left this month.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Wait, what?
Never mind. You didn't hear it. Let's just move on.
You mentioned Michael. An EBT card, Kelly. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my word. Wait. Did anybody else see what Jason put on Facebook earlier about, like, how prostitutes should take, like, the, what is it? They should swipe credit cards on their cell phone. Everybody's talking about. Did you see it though?
No, but I can see why he would put that. Oh, girl.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, logically, it makes more sense. Anyway.
Yes. Well, speaking of whores with credit cards, Michael, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. How are you doing? First of all, I don't have a credit card. Let's just say that.
No, but you take them, though. That's what I mean.
Oh, I got it.
Lord, have mercy.
Welcome to Talk Soap.
It is summertime. No more students. You got 1,600 students off last week. You've got to regroup for the new week. The summer's now. Anyway, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
David, I'm always down for some chocolate. So how is my chocolate queen doing today?
Can you ask Michael how he was doing and what he did this weekend? I mean, dang.
He was resting from having 1,600 kids get off from school.
Oh, my God. The poor dear.
Okay, Michael. Okay, quote, air hashtags or air quotes. How was your weekend? What did you do?
Well, since you seem so interested, I will say that I know.
Saturday,
I went out to Cleveland. My stepbrother and his family bought a new house, and so I went to hang out with them. And Sunday, with some friends, we took another friend out who's expecting a baby next month. We took her out to brunch. Very excited for that because I love babies in real life. It's just on TV. And then Memorial Day, my cousin had a cookout. A lot of friends and family came over, and we just had a long, nice day. So I saw a lot of people this weekend, and I'm an introvert, so that was taxing, but it was nice. So.
Wait a minute, you said introvert. I look on your fucking Facebook page, and you're always out with pictures of, like, celebrity book signing. Don't lie.
That is true. But introvert and extrovert doesn't have to do with whether you like people or not. It has to do with how you recharge. And so I need alone time at the end of the day. So that's all.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's like Red came out of her coma because she
I walked right into
fire.
That.
Okay, so
came out of her coma.
Let's move on
Phyllis,
to the.
I call Doug Red because he's got red hair. So Phyllis came out of a coma, and that bitch is making up a lot of time.
I'm telling you,
she is. Like,
so let me introduce Rosa Parks. Hi, Michael. How are you? I mean, David, I'm sorry.
Oh. We are twins. We are practically twins.
That's what happens. That's what happens, hooker. You try to get cute, and God don't like ugly, so you mess up your own joke. See, that's what happens.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. How you been, David?
Good. I'm actually really excited, and Kelly is going to fall over and just, like, have a baby. I'm excited to talk about Bold and the Beautiful. You heard that right, girl.
I'm glad. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I worked also this weekend, just one day, though, but it was a full day. But a hooker needs to make that money. Hey,
right.
I'm excited about that. This paycheck is going to be nice. And I saw Tomorrowland, and I wasn't happy about that. But the creepy part, well, not creepy part, weird part, was that last weekend I went to go see Mad Max, and there's a cinema near me that's called the Lux Level for Showcase, where it serves actual, like, food while you're watching the movie. And I showed up at the movie, and the guy goes, "Wait a minute, weren't you here last week to see Mad Max?" I'm like, "Oh."
You're watching Mental Impairment.
So that felt a little weird. And yeah, that's about it.
Oh, okay. So I didn't talk to you last week. You weren't on here last week. Did you like Mad Max?
I loved Mad Max. Mad Max was probably, I don't remember the first three. I was too little to remember them, but this one was a simple story. The execution was amazing. Charlize, girl power. I mean, she was insanely awesome. And I loved everything about this movie. Loved everything about it.
Yeah, it was really good. I enjoyed it as well. Mm-hmm. I'll get to me last, but we have someone that's going to start filling in to talk about Days, since we never cover Days. So, Joshua, welcome to the show.
Hi. How's everybody doing?
Good.
We're doing great.
How are you? Sorry, you'll get used to the bitchy behaviors. You will.
Oh, no, I'll fit right into the bitchy behavior. It's okay.
Especially from Phyllis. Phyllis really, she turns it up.
So Josh watches all the shows, but he's really, you know, me and him talked the other night for a long time, and he told me all about it. So we're watching this, and, well, you know what, Josh, just tell us a little bio about yourself so they know what you've watched, and you'll also get along with some of these others who've watched some of those older soaps like you did. So go ahead.
Okay. I've been watching Days since God was a boy. So about 30
years. You're the same age as Doug.
I'm probably older than all of you. I grew up on Days in Another World, and I watched All My Children in General Hospital. Switched over to CBS when Another World got canceled, so hooked into As the World Turns and Guiding Light then.
There you go. I like you now. I heard
somebody say, "God don't like ugly." It's my favorite phrase in the entire world. So we will get along just fine.
That would be
excellent. But I watch all of them. Sometimes I hate watch Young and the Restless, but just since Pratt came on. But it's awful. But I try to watch all four of them, even if I'm not thrilled with what's going on, just because they're the only four we have left. So
exactly.
Yeah, so kind of like family, you know. Sometimes you love them, sometimes you hate them.
And there's some you. That's being polite. You can just tell the truth. You can tell the truth. You can just say what you really want to say. You don't have to worry about it. CBS no longer listens to my podcast, so you don't have to worry about anybody here listening in.
Church of Scientology. You gotta love them.
Exactly. Inside joke. All right. Well, welcome, everybody. Thank you, everybody, to be here. I actually wasn't going to do a show today because yesterday General Hospital wasn't on. I haven't watched today's or yesterday's Bold and Beautiful and today's General Hospital, so I don't know what's going on this week. So I don't really know what happened with Maura West character that joined it at the very end. So I don't know if that's a shock, a surprise, if it's her, if it's a family member that's playing two parts, if she's playing two parts. So I don't know any of that. So I really don't want to be spoiled on that yet, because that was kind of like, oh my gosh, like, wow, what is, you know, is she just suddenly fine and she just came back to town with a wig on, or is this her cousin Sally from another mother or something like that? So let's not talk about that. That's the only part I don't want to be spoiled on. But anyway, I wasn't going to do the show, but then I thought, well, we can still talk because, you know, we did miss one day because of the soaps weren't on some of the soaps weren't on yesterday because of whatever holiday it was. So let's talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Memorial
Day.
God damn it.
I know. I was going to say Martin Luther King Day, but that was just because I have
black. Oh, for the love of Peter, Mary, and Joseph.
those aren't even remotely close.
Not even in the same month. It's not even Black History Month. You know what I'm saying?
It's because I'm looking at michaelfairmansoaps.com and there's the name Gregory J. Martin, and I looked at Martin with the J before and I was thinking of
Are
Martin
you seriously
himself.
Trying to justify yourself? You're going to make me speak Spanish up in this bitch. I'm going to start speaking Spanish and this is not going to be
okay. Let's move on. Oh, where's that mute button at? I got to find that mute button for the Boston number.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. I got to tell you something, David. Josh is also in Boston.
Oh, my God. I love her. I love her to death. She and I can be besties. But I just want you to know, Michael is still my fave. Michael's still my fave.
Those are fighting words. Fighting.
What's that?
That's my little angel. That's my innocent
I am
angel.
An angel. Yours, the driven soul.
You guys are crazy. All right, let's talk about Bold and the Beautiful first. It's been an emotional week over there, so I'm going to let David start because he's queen of happiness over there. So tell us what's on your mind regarding Maya and Rick and the whole cast.
I am so loving it. I did not think they could pull it off because I didn't think they had the chutzpah to do it. Yes, I do speak Yiddish. And Maya explained herself. I thought she explained herself a little too much a couple times, where she's like, yes, I did a tracheal shave and all this stuff, and it was a little bit technical, but in the end, I loved the fact that she came clean to him, and I loved his reaction. I was bawling like I was watching Peaches, Steel Magnolias, and My Girl back to back. It was like so emotional. I think I even wet my panties. It was so emotional. And not to distract from the storyline, but Jacob Young, he like turned, and you know who I am about, but that bubble butt was like a third person in that cabin. And I couldn't help myself. I commented on Twitter, and he favorited it. He favorited the bitch. So I was like, so nice. But I like the fact that they were telling the serious story with Maya and Rick, and then they're intercutting it with Phil being the total dickhead that he is, and then Ridge meeting Nick, the trans man, not Nick Maroney, don't get confused, and although he could be a trans man, I don't know, I didn't look under his shorts, and then Brooke and Eric talking about the whole thing. It was the first two episodes were so perfectly done. I don't know if you guys know who Patrick Mulcahy is, but my new best friend Josh will know him because he wrote the election scene for Ross's Dream Election. Well, he said he wrote the first two episodes, and I'm like, I knew it was you. It had you all over. It was so amazing. And then the rest of the week was okay. It was typical soap where Maya asked Rick to love her and stuff like that, and she didn't return his call. It was just a little convoluted there, but the first two episodes of last week were everything to me. It gave me life. Oh, my God. Sorry. Okay, I'm done.
All right.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, take a deep breath. And Kelly, what did you think about this?
I mean, I really enjoyed it. I thought they... You know, they didn't do, I guess it, what I'm trying to say. They did a really good job telling that story. And mm-hmm. so, you know, it wasn't anything like outrageous, and it wasn't, you know, they didn't do anything super like, well, I mean, like Rick acting like a douche and then wrecking into a tree might slightly be over dramatic, but I mean, in the grand scheme of things, you know, I really enjoyed the way, and I mean, like, I'm sorry, Brooke trying to baby him and tell him he can't get out of the bed and you can't use your phone and you can't shut up. He is a grown ass man. Let him call his girl if he wants to, because that's exactly what she is. And he still loves her, and everybody can be surprised and whatever. But, I mean, we predicted this because we saw in that interview that it wasn't going to be a typical Rick reaction. And then, you know, like, all of a sudden, like, there it is. And you know, it's exactly what we all said. Like, he's not, you know, he's just going to be like, meh, you know, like, not like it's no big deal, but it's, you know, like, oh, that's all okay. You know, I still love you anyway. But the thing that, there was something that just got me, and I can't remember now what it was. Dang it.
I wanted to ask you, Kelly, how did you feel that he was more upset that everybody found out over the fact that she actually was a trans woman?
I was surprised at first because he was just like, you know, but then when he, like, I think he let it slip because, you know, he was looking at all the headlines popping up and he was like, you know, oh, this is humiliating. And that's when she, of course, like, bolted for the, yeah. And, it was today, with him and Caroline, they were talking at the house or whatever. And he's like, you know, she said, you know, she was dishonest with you. And he's like, she was not dishonest. Rah, rah, rah. And then, like, Caroline's like, yes, she was. Mm-hmm. And he was like, it doesn't matter. I love her. And to me, like, that was such a slap in the face to Caroline. Like, all the time we were together meant nothing. He never actually loved her because he couldn't. I mean, like, I know telling a lie and I mean, like, that's a pretty big lie, but, you know, like, telling a lie and, like, making out with Riz are two totally different things. But anyway, I don't know. But the line that I even wrote it down so I would quote it correctly, I thought the quote of the day was when Riz was trying to convince, you know, Eric to let him be CEO. And Eric looked at him and he said, you're not quite the forester you think you are, because he's trying to get, you know, he's trying to get Rick ousted on this morality clause, but he slept with other people's wives and he stole women from, and I mean, like, threw Eric out of the company at one point. And so him trying to play the moral high ground, you know, was kind of funny. But you know, when Eric came back at him and he was like, you know, you're not quite the forester you think you are, I was like, I said, stop it. He did not just say that. And so I rewound it and I wrote it down just so I could say it correctly so I wouldn't sound like a doofus on the radio. But it was awesome. I loved it.
Yeah. Joshua?
There was so much that was so good with those two episodes that you were talking about. Bold and the Beautiful, I love and I'm frustrated with both at the same time, because they hit those beats, I thought, so well in the cabin. When Maya goes to leave and Rick says, wait, I started to cry. Yeah. It was stunning. And then when he explains to her about how he's felt left out his entire life and he didn't know if people loved him for him, that was such a good beat to follow. But then it was followed the next day by, we missed all that after car accident stuff. They went straight from the car accident to he was already back at the mansion.
Yeah, and that happened twice.
There's beats that I think they miss where they could pull out some drama, but I guess that's that telenovela sort of 6-week storyline angle they go for where they have to rush through stuff. But I just thought it was stunning. And any time I get to see Ridge talked down to, I'm very happy. Ridge is not high on my list of characters that I love.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I was, I didn't expect to, well, for new listeners, I quit watching Young and Restless, I mean, almost Young and Restless, Bold and Beautiful last year when the whole trifecta was on, which was the Wyatt, Liam, and Hope storyline. I just couldn't take it. So I took a year off and I came back when I heard about the transgender storyline and I had no idea that I'd get so wrapped up in it and, you know, kind of iffy and scared how they were going to handle it. And when they definitely delivered gold last week with that, because I just, as you were saying, I got teary eyed. I was crying during that first, those two first episodes. I was just like exhausted from just being emotionally drawn to it. And then, you know, like you just said about the, you know, he gets in a car crash and the next day he's in a bed, and then he gets out of the bed and runs towards Ridge, and the next day they already had their fight. He didn't have a scuff on him. So I was like, okay, well, there's two missed opportunities for some drama, like you said. So it was definitely really good. And I like that the whole story, everybody is involved with this story. It's which is nice, instead of having, you know, there's only like 21 minutes, so it's hard to have like 16 different storylines going on. So everyone's involved in this in some way or another. And then when Caroline came back, I thought she was going to end up saying that she was pregnant, but then she came strolling in on her wheelchair. So I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense now that they did that. So
you do realize she got in an accident, right?
Huh? What Sorry. Was that? Go ahead.
You know she got in an accident. That's why she
yeah, yeah.
Fell. I mean,
yeah, I just figured she was going to end up being pregnant.
Can't walk, that poor thing.
Yeah, I was thinking she was more involved in, I thought she was going to end up pregnant. That's just usually how it is. But it's nice that they wrote in her pregnant, I mean, her accident, her unfortunate accident into the plot as well.
Yeah.
Josh, crazy. Did you want to say something?
Yeah. I just wanted to, had a question. I wondered, are you all, does it look to anybody else that they're turning Brooke more into Stephanie and doing the sort of Stephanie Ridge relationship with Brooke and Rick?
Yep. Yep. But they were doing that with Quinn too. So.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah, that was icky. But the way that she's treating Rick almost seems, and the way that she talked to Maya at times almost seemed a shift, like she was a little more mean, a little more edgy. And I'm not sure if they're doing that on purpose, or I was just curious what y'all thought.
David.
They are, but they can't, because Stephanie wasn't a whore, so it's like completely different. I mean, I get why they're doing it, because Brooke is now turning into the one person that she hated, but
yeah.
Do it with somebody else. I mean, she can't, when she was like talking about how Maya's a liar and stuff like that, Brooke, are you freaking kidding me? You slept with your daughter's boyfriend by accident, so don't,
yeah.
don't even... Girlfriend, sit your ass down, you know, like, I don't know. I thought so too, but if you look at basically all the women except for Taylor, because she was just so not into being a mother, all the women on that show were kind of like versions of Stephanie. It's
yeah.
kind of strange. But I don't know, I kind of see that too, but God, I hope not, because she can't. I'm sorry. She's more like Nikki at this point.
Yeah.
Head, so.
She is, but did you notice how they dumped that alcoholic storyline? They ran it
sure
for 2 weeks and just dumped it.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Yep. She hasn't had a glass of at all.
Yeah, we haven't heard about an AA meeting, anything in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
well,
and
same
it
thing with
months.
Nikki's MS. So.
Yeah, that's
she's cured of MS, so whatever.
But also somebody just asked where, you know, a point, where is Deacon and Quinn and all this? We haven't seen them for like 3 weeks. So, you know, I was talking about that they all have been involved with the storyline, but I forgot about those two that haven't been involved with the storyline. So I wonder what the hell they're doing. Are they on their honeymoon still?
Quinn should be all up in the middle of this. From my
I'm
perspective,
saying,
she should be all
that
up in it.
Nosy bitch? Yep. Mm-hmm.
I wish that Wyatt had had more of a push and pull in his head, because Rick did hire his mother back, and they are pushing this silly relationship with Nicole. And it seemed like that. I thought it'd be kind of fun if he had maybe a tug of war in his head about Rick being good to his mom. And then Quinn gets in and figures everything out and gets on Maya's side and that kind of stuff. There was some drama there I thought they could have jumped on.
Yeah. Yeah, there was some missed opportunities, but overall, I think it's you know, of the three that I watched, it's definitely, you know, number one this week, you know, because it's been the best acting and the best writing definitely in the last few weeks, actually, it seems like. Go ahead.
The one thing I didn't like, and I hate this on all soaps across the board, I hate when you have a character who told somebody a secret they shouldn't have told, then they get mad at that person and kind of vilify that person, when, bitch, you should have kept your mouth shut. You know, when Nicole went after Wyatt, I'm like, Hooka, you shouldn't have said shit. It wasn't your story to tell. I don't care how cute you thought he was, although he's not cute. He looks like a Slim Jim, but you shouldn't have said shit to him. She shouldn't have said shit to him, and she cannot get mad if he opens his mouth. Oh, I trust my dad. Are you freaking kidding me?
Maya forgave her in like 14 seconds.
Right? And that's not a real black woman. She's not done with her surgery, because a black woman would have slapped that bitch until her weed went sideways. I'm saying, when she was like, oh, it's not your fault. Hooka, are you crazy? I wanted to slap Nicole, and I'm not even in the freaking scene. Oh, I just can't.
I know. It just seems like they rush. You know, we waited, and then goes too fast. You know, it's just they get us to the sensation.
Did you get the scene when Nicole went back to her? Then she was pissed at Nicole again. Do you remember that? She's like, oh, yeah, well, you're kind of the reason I'm here. I'm like, bitch, no. You said that you weren't mad. You can't bring it up again. That's how black women are for you.
Yeah, exactly. And someone just said Bold and Beautiful is good for a 2-week story arc. So which is true. And then
kind of like DH.
Snap. Sorry, Michael.
Hater.
Evil.
Not you, Pookie.
You guys are crazy. Okay, I think that's all really that we covered over there on that little old tiny soap. Okay, no news over there, so. We'll save Young and Restless last this week because anyway. Let's let Joshua take some time to talk. None of us watch Days of Our Lives, so so you've got the floor. Just tell us. You know, I mean, we're familiar with characters and such like that. So catching up with you will be a little bit fun, just to know what's going on with them. So tell us what's going on in Salem.
Just this last week was the culmination of Paige, JJ, and Eve. And as long as it took to get there, the payoff was phenomenal. The little girl that plays Paige, True O'Brien, has not always been my favorite, but she brought it. She physically assaulted Cassie DePaiva and what's his name that plays JJ.
Don't hit his face, girl.
Just like grabbed Eve by the back of the head and slapped JJ in front of his whole family, went after Jennifer in front of the whole family, called her a liar, said she was just like Eve, said the whole lying family to go to hell. It was awesome.
Oh.
Aunt Maggie was there crying. Abigail took her mother down. I don't know where Abigail has any room to talk with all of the Damaris she slept with, but she took her mother down. It was excellent character-driven soap. Days takes a long time to get there, but when they get there, it pays off nicely. And it's set up, it appears that it's set up, they're going to take Paige down a really dark path. They're going to, I think, have her relive her mother's teenage years as a hooker. So they're going to take her dark. But they played the beats nicely. Aunt Kayla was there, and they had previously built that relationship with JJ around the fact that Jack had raped Kayla. and Kayla was just really upset, but wanted to protect JJ. It was just, it was well played. There was a multi-generational payoff to the storyline. Aside from that, let's see, we've got Adrian and Lucas continuing to sleep around with Justin back in town now that he's back on contract, now that Wally Cart's back on contract. Let me see. What else? They are building towards, I don't know, they just keep looking like they're building towards the 50th. They've got Clyde, the little Poplar Bluff guy, who's not my favorite, but he's going to figure out that...
what is he?
Aiden. He's up. Clyde is the Poplar Bluff guy.
He was, I love that.
Chriselle Stouse's father. Oh, Jordan's father.
I don't know.
They're from Poplar Bluff, Missouri. There's
like Charlene Frazier. Poplar.
Yeah.
Oh.
Charlene Frazier. He's kind of like a hillbilly version of Stefano and Victor.
But he's cute for an old guy, though, I think.
Oh, yeah, and he and Kate are hot. But he's sort of finding out all of the secrets of the wealthier people. And they're really, really revving up Sonny and Paul and sort of trying to turn Will Sammy-like, I guess. And but making Paul and Sonny really the couple to root for.
Hmm.
I don't know. My days is slow, but when I watch Y&R and sometimes GH, and it's so plot driven, and sometimes when Y&R characters aren't acting the way they're supposed to, days just sort of brings me back to my center, where I'm like, okay, this is my soap. My characters are acting the way they're supposed to. It's not all, it doesn't have to be excitement 24 hours a day. Sometimes it's just nice to see folks talking to each other the way they're supposed to.
And I think that the producers at Days get what their heart and soul is and what makes them popular. I think the other shows are so far off their axis, they're trying to compete with each other instead of going to their individuality. That's what I think.
I agree. I mean, and Days tape so far in advance that they don't, you know, they can't really change anything. But there's almost like I have no insider information, but it's almost like an era of screw everybody. When the ratings are up, they're up. When they're down, they're down. We're going to write a character-driven soap opera. What I love about Days is Days right now is being written like Another World, As the World Turns, and Guiding Light. It's being written that everyday soap opera, everyday soap that gets the little bombs, boom, 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 boom. It's just, it's nice to see. That's just for me. It's nice to see. But I know I'm probably an unpopular opinion.
Well, that's not necessarily a good thing because those are canceled bands. So.
Oh, no, I know. I'm so aware of that. It just brings me back to the days when I just loved my show.
Right.
And I don't always love these other three. Bold and Beautiful notwithstanding because they've been really good recently.
Yeah. Recently.
Recently, I really recently. Now
that's
I'm just going.
That's about it.
That's okay. I haven't watched, as I was telling you the other night, I haven't watched since Massey left as Will. So how is this Paul character? I've never seen Paul. I don't even know who the actor is. How is he? Is he fun? Is he good? Is he nice? Is he a good guy? What is he?
Christopher Sean is a really good actor. He's a solid actor. He's solid with Freddie Smith as Sonny. They do a really good job together. It doesn't hurt that he's gorgeous and ripped and all that stuff, but he's gorgeous and ripped and can act. So I guess I don't know what you guys know, but like that he's actually John Black's son.
Oh, is he the child?
I like that.
In real life, you mean?
Say again?
Like he's Drake Hogan's son or is he John Black the character?
He's John Black, the character's son.
How the hell was it a secret? Who's his mom?
His mom, they brought her on and actually connected her. They actually showed a picture of this. She played as a day player on Days of Our Lives in the 80s as sort of an Asian woman that they had around Stefano. And it played into the time frame correctly, though you would never remember her. They're connected, which makes him and Brady step brothers. And and basically, there was a whole thing where Will was trying to get this guy out of town because he wanted Sonny to himself. And Marlena lied to John because she found out. So she kept a secret from John about her kid to protect her grandson. So it's all kind of interconnected.
Interesting. Half brothers.
Very cool.
Well, that's, I heard that there was John Black was going to have a gay son. I just read stuff that comes onto the soap websites, you know, like Daytime Confidential and stuff, but interesting. Well, so I just don't like Guy Wilson as Will for me. I didn't like the takeover. I didn't like that. But that's
he's
just
not my favorite, but he's not my favorite, but I remember when Allison Sweeney came on as Sammy, when she first came on, and it took her a while to get there. And they've thrown Guy Wilson in the middle of all this stuff really fast, and I keep trying to think maybe he'll get there. Still not my favorite, but I want him to get there.
I'm having echo issues over here, so I don't know. I might have to put my headphones on. So, or just turn it down. I can actually just turn you guys down. Okay. Well, then let's move over to General Hospital so Michael can unmute himself and talk.
I've been here the whole time.
Yes.
And Kelly. Yeah, I know. They're both probably texting each other back and forth, talking dirty to each other or something.
of course. You caught us.
They know us too well.
So, this, like I was talking about last week, I'm kind of lost my momentum with GH this week. It's just like boring to me right now, but that's just me. You know, I don't have decades invested like other people do, but 3 years and I'm just like, okay, I'm bored. And that's why I didn't watch today's and Friday's yet. Or I did see Friday's because I saw that more West character at the end, but I was like not going to rush to watch today's because I've just been disappointed. It's just been, you know, we lost Carlos, which was, you know, no big deal. We lost Duke. We lost, we're losing Sean. Then Nina gets fucking married to Rick, and I have no clue what that's about unless it's explained today. I have no idea how that is even. It's talking about no backstory. This came out of nowhere when they've shared no scenes together whatsoever until now. And you know, and then you know, we don't have the baby storyline has just been out in left field unless this woman today, Maura West, is playing is involved with that somehow. So I mean, it's just there's just like nothing exciting happened. And then it was kind of crazy. You know, last week it looked like, you know, we know that Anna, who's played by Finola Hughes, is taking some time off, so she's going to be off for a while. So we saw her going crazy with Carlos Ghost. So that was kind of crazy. And then I read today that Rebecca Buttig has exited General Hospital. So Hayden's going to be gone now, and. She said if she's welcome back, she'll definitely come back to maybe get some backstory to it. But she was used for what the purposes were, and we don't know if she'll be coming back. So I mean, just so many changes. You know, people have gone, and you know, and Josh and I was talking about this the other day. They brought Duke back, and I think even Michael and I were talking about that. They brought Duke back after 20 years, and then killed him off. You know, within two years or whatever. So I'm just kind of like blah with that show right now. You know, there's another thing, and then Josh and I was talking about this also was. That Nina and Franco are like in nobody else's orbit. They should get their own spinoff somewhere so they can have interaction with somebody because they just are with each other. And so I don't know. I'll just let everybody talk. So Michael, since you haven't talked yet, tell us what you think about the last week or so in Port Charles.
Well, am I allowed to talk about Friday or today or just last week?
Oh, you can talk about. I saw Fridays. I just don't tell me anything about who, if they revealed who that Ava woman was. Just, I don't want to know.
Well, that's what I want to talk about. Okay, we'll hold off on that.
Okay, go ahead. I'm going to watch it after this. Go ahead. Just tell me. Talk to
okay,
me.
Okay, well, me it's not anything crazy. What is happening? I keep hearing beeps and echoes all over. Can everyone hear me?
Okay. Hold on a minute.
It's almost like someone's listening to it.
It's like someone's listening to it.
Yeah, because when they listen to the show, then it provides feedback on our show.
Okay, well, I'm going to mute myself and fix something on my end and see if it helps.
Oh, my
God. Oh, damn, bitch. Shit.
What's going on? that's better.
Okay, go ahead, Michael, because he's taking okay. much time from you.
Okay, okay. So, I've never liked you. You're so
no,
nice on that other
I'm
show.
I'm supporting you. I'm saying that he's taking precious time away from you.
Oh, I thought you said you were. I was taking time from you, so I better hurry up and talk to you.
No.
Fine. Okay.
Always
so
on the defensive.
Well, that's how I have to be with you. I like what I'm watching. I feel that I'm always in the minority, and I feel I always get made fun of and bullied because I like my show, and I like my show. And there are things that I would change, and there are things I don't always love, but overall, I still have a reason to tune in, and I've never been mad. And maybe it's because this is my only show. Maybe it's because I've watched it for 20 years, and so I'm more invested in it. But like we've said before, there are slow days, there are fast days, and I liked how I didn't know like what to expect. Like Kelly watched Fridays first and told me, messaged me and said, who was that at the end? Who came back? And I thought, I better catch up because I need to see who it is. And then I saw it and it was Ava with the date. I'm like, what is happening here? She's back from the, I mean, no, she's back from the dead. But, and then on today's episode, because we didn't have one yesterday, she has this whole spiel about how she's not Ava. She's this girl, Denise from Bensonhurst. And she's talking in the Connie accent and everything. And I don't know what to make of it. A part of me thinks it really is Ava just doing a really, you know, she's, I don't know. But then part of me thinks it's someone else, and I have no idea. But I want to watch, and I want to find out. And it's funny, and it's nice. And I liked how they had, even though we know the baby's not dead, I like how everyone thinks the baby's dead, and how everyone came to support Julian and his kids from all his different relationships and then their partners. And just everyone kind of came together. It was a nice family moment. It's going to be nice when he finds out the baby's still alive. But maybe that won't be 4 years from now. I don't know. So, I don't know. There's all these little things going on, and when Rick and Nina, I don't understand them at all. I've said, like, the actress who plays Nina and the actor who plays Franco are fantastic, and they deserve to be on TV. But I don't know that they deserve to be on this show and these characters at this time, because they are. They are. I said this from the beginning. This is not news. And they're only in their own storyline. And when they get to interact with others, that's when they become great. And when they brought Madeline on and, you know, that whole taking of the baby and everything, like, it made Nina great because she got to interact with the rest of the cast. So I don't know where Rick came from in light of this, but I like it. And I like that I was shocked and I was taken aback and that there wasn't a movie. Because you know Rick is evil and he's got some plan and something's going to happen. So at the very least, it's bringing her out of that shell and she's going to have to interact with Connie and with Rick and other people. So I don't know. There's a lot of things going on. And even just, I don't know if it was today's episode or Friday's, but when they told Sonny that they'd gotten married, Nina was like, by the way, we're registered at Wyndham's. And that was a nice throwback to, you know, the dance scene with Luke and Laura back in the 80s when they were on the run. So I like there's still little nuggets like that thrown in to the old-time fans, the new people. They probably don't know what it is, but that's fine. I know those bits are for us. So that's what I say about that for now. So, I said a lot. I got to sit down now.
I need a drink. He looks like he's acting like he's in church trying to sell some church pews.
I'm telling you.
Take
wow.
Rest, girl.
Well, there's a lot of us. I wanted to make sure I got out in the words.
Oh.
If you say so,
that's
it's
what
still
I
gonna
think.
Come out, girl.
What'd you say?
I said, if you say it slow, it's still going to come out.
I know, but I just got excited.
Oh, gosh.
A glass of water after that.
And find out one more thing. One more, and another.
Oh, here
Carlos.
We go. Go ahead.
Oh.
Carlos, everyone's acting sad that he got shot, that he's dead. Oh, Carlos, first of all, the cat has a million people. That's been one of our complaints. There's too many people. Now they're killing people. Fantastic. It makes the cast smaller. And now everyone's like, oh, we shouldn't do that. Shush. That's not true. And him being gone is amazing. And then he's being all the ghost-like around Anna, you know, like, tell the truth. You're all about the truth, you know, blah, blah, blah. You kill people, too. You need to sit down and stay dead. So I love that. I'm glad that he's gone. I still can't believe he and Sabrina were ever together. Because when they were together, she looked like Ugly Betty. So I don't know what's happening.
It's getting real in here. It's getting real.
David, you were waiting for the moment. I gave you something, I hope. So there's that.
Damn. It's like, you know,
Josh,
real quick.
That's
before,
Michael.
it's like he has blue balls and he hasn't came for a while and all of a sudden he just let it all out.
And he,
oh my goodness.
He just went,
yes, he did.
Damn.
Okay.
It's no good.
I bet it did. I wish you would have scoped that for me. Kelly, if you could even surpass that, what do you think about what do you think about General Hospital this week?
Now, I mean, coming in second to Michael is a great feat for me because I just adore him. But this is the first time that I've ever disagreed with you. And Michael, we're going to have to talk this out after the show because I don't know how I feel about it.
Okay, I'm good.
I started watching General Hospital and absolutely fell head over heels with the show because of what is her name? Why do I not remember her name? Tell me her name, Doug.
Nina?
Yes.
Brenda?
Tell me why. Oh. No. Tell me what her name is. Michelle Stafford.
Michelle Stafford.
Exactly right. Yeah. I fell in love. Like, I loved her as Phyllis. I loved her. I just loved her, period. And I started watching because she was there. And, of course, we all know my slight obsession with Billy Miller.
That's great. Light, honey. Light, though.
I know. It's only
Truthful Tuesday.
We'll go on to another, you know, whatever. But that's the reason that I started watching that show. Anytime that either one of them are on the screen, I am even more happy than I usually am watching the show in the first place. I mean, like, I don't care how they get integrated into storylines. We really don't know how in the world and what kind of, like, jacked up stuff this is that has Rick and Nina being married. And I mean, like, I thought, of course, that it was just going to be, you know, like a ploy to get Franco to admit that he wanted to be with her and blah, blah, blah. And it wasn't, because they actually, like, went through with the wedding. And I was like, what in the world is going on? So I don't understand all of it quite yet, but I just love her being on the screen. And so, Michael, we can talk that out later and have some.
I want her to stay on the show. They just need to use her better. They just need to use her better. Yeah.
Yes.
But I mean, that's true, because I'm I do think she's great, and so to see her more on the show would be freaking fantastic, because she is, you know, obviously not being completely utilized as she should, but. I mean, like, anytime that, like, Billy Miller is, bless his heart, like, confessing, you know, telling the what's-his-face to put him in jail, and I was just like, what in the world? Like, don't do that, because you can't go to jail, because you need to be out of jail and be with Elizabeth and stop being so noble because you think you got Hayden killed, when really it was Nicholas that ordered the hit on her. So I don't know. It blows my mind. I just want Billy to not be in jail because I love him, and I don't want him to be in jail.
Because so are you a liaison fan?
Am I a what?
I just a Liz and Jason fan. Like, I didn't know if you were, like, because they used to be like the Liz and Jason fans versus the Sam and Jason fans.
I'm a fan of any woman on that show that can get Billy Miller to take his shirt off.
At this point is
Elizabeth. But I do love her.
Girl with simple taste.
Even though, you know, sorry, I have to make some noise here. I had to let the dog out. I had to let her out. And so I had to open
is
the
that what we're
noise.
Calling it?
Okay. Very, very funny. You're all so funny. But no, I mean, like, I am a big Liz and Jason fan, like I said, because I think I'm more of a Liz and Jason fan because I'm such a Sam and Patrick fan. Like, they are great together. So keep them together. Don't anybody ever tell anybody that he's Jason Morgan.
That's what I'm saying.
Just leave it that way. I'm trying to think what else. I don't know. that whole scene, Michael and I were talking about this earlier, the scene where, you know, like Julian's whole family, because again, you know, I do love Julian Jerome.
I'm saying exactly.
But you know, any time that he takes his shirt off is a pleasant experience. Oof. As well.
And those black boxers.
Like to see.
I'm saying that bubble butt on a 50-something year old man. Good Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
Yes. That sums it up pretty well. I almost don't need to say anything else. But seeing his whole family come together was really like, you know, even though it was a fake situation, you know, he doesn't know that, and that family doesn't know that. And to see all of them come together was super cool. And I told Michael, like, I watched that scene and I got chills. I was like, that is the coolest thing, like, I've seen a lot. Well, not really, but it was super, super, super cool. I'm interested to see where this is all going with Nicholas, as far as he's like, all of a sudden, I'm going to try to be somebody who can order hits on people and have people take it out, et cetera, et cetera. Because, I mean, like, he's just, I know it's probably not true, but it seems like he's just, like, inserting himself in so many different facets of I guess, life now, because all of a sudden, I want to run ELQ, and I want to be a mob boss, and I want to be, and I'm like, you are a friggin' billionaire, and you have an island. So how
and you're at Prince.
Get back and relax.
Like, fuck. Get some direction, boo.
How about you don't try to take over ELQ or any mob territory, and just go get some new pants?
No,
when he wears those gray trousers
every freaking day,
yeah. It's just like, calm down, get some new pants. You have more money. You can sew $100 bills together and make pants that will look better than those gray trousers that you wear every day. I mean, he's fine.
Well, most of the budget goes to straightening Carly's afro. So, I mean,
I love her.
Oh,
yes.
I told you all several weeks ago, that was one of the first reasons, like, I super fell in love with Carly's character, because her hair was freaking fantastic.
She's got Diana Ross hair. That shit is just too big.
Well, she's beautiful. She's wonderful. She's a mess.
Yes. Don't mess with Carly. Don't mess with Carly. Michael will cut you. He will cut you in the corner.
He would not cut nothing.
Carly will cut you.
Please, Carly, that bitch. Please.
Stop it. Get off my show. Get off. I want to say one thing about Nicholas. Like Kelly said, like, I know some people are watching, you know, and he's making all these changes and he's evil and he's doing bad things or whatever. And they're like, what are you doing to our character? And I think it's fantastic, because for so long he was the one who was like, I'm going to be the good cast guy, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do right, and that's what I stand for. And where has it got him? Anytime he's been in love, they've been killed, they've died, they've left him or wronged him or whatever, and I love the fact that he's just saying after 20 years, forget this, I'm going to be bad too. And so I like where this is going, and I like that he's the one who did the hit, and I like that he's trying to get ELQ, and I don't quite understand what he wants to do once he gets it. I think that'll be an interesting place to see. But I like that we're seeing this other side of him, because he's a character that for years I could not stand, and I'm actually enjoying watching him now. So I just wanted to add that.
Of course. I will always let you add. because you didn't get it all in that first breath a few minutes ago.
Oh, Lord.
There was a lot to say. There was a lot to say.
I'm gonna take it to the bedroom for a minute. I hope you're not that fast in bed. Just saying. I'm just hoping you're not that fast in bed.
Oh my.
No, I didn't hear what you said. What did you say? I can't hear you over David.
I said, I hope you're not that fast in bed.
Oh my goodness. Stop that.
Yeah, stop it. Oh my God.
He usually paces back and forth when he's online. Right now he's probably going laps around the school.
I am walking. I'm walking as we speak. That's what I do. I sound out of breath. this show helps get me in shape. I don't know.
Oh, well, I'm glad I could be your Suzanne Summers. Joshua, I'll leave it to you to add your two cents on Port Charles.
Just quick two cents. I think that I love Nicholas going dark. I just wish I knew why. That it sort of suddenly happened. But what I do buy is Elizabeth going dark.
Yeah.
Because they explained that. It made perfect sense. I was snapping my fingers. I was shouting at the TV, take her dark. It's awesome. I think it's wonderful. And I like Nicholas being dark. I just wish I wish I got a little bit more of the motivation. But I like it.
Yeah, Michael's explanation makes sense. He just needed to say it. We want Nicholas to have a scene with, like, Laura or something. She's like, what is going on with my baby? And he's like, you know what?
Yes.
I'm sick of this shit. I'm about to go old school. What? You know? Like,
and that would make sense to me.
Yeah.
That makes total sense.
If he said it just like that, though.
I also kind of like Michael and Sabrina. I hate to say that because that seems to be the island of unpopular opinion, but I do like Michael and Sabrina together.
I do too.
I'm on that island with you.
I like them. She defended him. She cut for him.
I just don't like Sabrina, period. Every time I see her, I want to brush her hair and give her contact. You know, like,
What about Morgan and Casey the other day, though?
That was so good. I love it.
Morgan with me. Hell.
Speaking of all that, Morgan.
God, he is so friggin' sexy.
Poor Morgan. They just don't seem to know what to do with him. Once they took him out of Ava's orbit, they don't really seem to know what to do with him.
He was perfect with Ava. Perfect.
Yeah. And he was perfect working for Julian. I loved him working for Julian against his dad and being Ava's boy toy. That was kind of awesome.
Yeah,
they had him with all the adults, and now that he's out of that ring, he's with people his own age, and it's kind of weird to see him that way.
It really is.
Yep, it is.
Now, someone on Twitter says, Rick, Mary, and Nina suddenly makes perfect sense. She kidnapped Sonny's kid. He tried to do the same thing. Hashtag birds of a feather.
Oh, I like it.
Okay, girl.
I just need
Donna Mills to come back on my screen for Nina.
Yes, that'd be good.
Hopefully they thin her eyelashes.
Oh no.
That poor girl couldn't blink her eye.
Oh, forgive me, Father, for which David has sinned. That's too funny. Okay, well, I'm glad we got that out of your system. Michael, are you still doing laps?
I sat down now. I said what I had to say. Well, you know, when you only have one show to comment on, I had to get it out. So I'll sit down now.
And you got it out, girl.
And you got it out. I got it all over my face right now.
Oh, my God. so vulgar.
We used to be called Talk Dirty Soap for a minute. Maybe we should go back to that.
I know.
I forgot. I'm sorry. Editor, could you edit out all those dirty parts? He said it'll only be three minutes long. David, I think you missed that. Michael and Kelly won an Emmy for best lighting on Air with Ducks. Talk Soap.
Yes, we did.
It was a tie. We're quite proud.
You're in the presence of royalty. It's okay.
And her dog won for best actress. I remember. Don't worry, I was there.
where do you have your when I used to do soap interviews, I was, you know, if there was an Emmy winner, I'd be like, you know, where do you have your Emmy at? So Kelly, where do you have your Emmy at?
Well, I have it in my pocket because I need to take it with me everywhere I go.
Oh, that's really
bigger your pants.
It validates.
Damn, Michael just called you fat. Damn.
No, that's not what I said.
I mean, like,
Doug the instigator.
Thank you for calling my weight complex to everyone's attention that's listening. I appreciate that.
shut up. I will drive up to Kentucky and slap you. Okay, let's end on the worst soap of the week. Sorry. I'll even put days. I don't even watch it, but it's probably better. Days of Our Lives is probably better than YNR right now. I hate to say that because I don't even watch the fucking show. But anyway, Young and the Restless, the drama with this murder mystery continues as now they've thrown not only AKA Marco in the mix since last week we talked, but now they've thrown Tobias into the mix and killed him off out of nowhere. So let's start with, first off, David, did you watch this week?
Unfortunately.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on the whole week? On this storyline, the Jack, you know, they killed what's her face off, Katie McClain's character, you know, the underused Katie McClain, Emmy Award winning. So just what are your thoughts?
The whole thing is just stupid. It's just so ridiculous. I don't even know where to go with this. What are we talking? Are we talking about fact or are we talking about like the whole show?
Well, I mean, the facts we learned about FAC and that he's now possibly involved with the murder thing, which is ridiculous. First off, let me just rant real quick about why in the world would FAC get mad at Finn for taking a bad grade and then end up at the house where the cabin people. I'm confused. But anyway, go ahead.
Michael, slow it down. Slow it down, Michael. Whoa. I don't get the show. I don't think the writers get the show. I think they're writing as they go.
Mm-hmm.
I think that fact is that drug dealer guy. I hope he's like Spanish because I'd love to see Peter Bergman go, "And then what's up?" Like, I really want him to do like a Mexican accent or a Spanish accent or something, but I highly doubt it. I love the scene, and I'm sorry, I have to talk about Tobias because he's like my favorite. I love the scene where he jumped on the bar. I half expected him to cross his legs and go, "And now," like act really gay. I was so hoping for it, but he never did.
He didn't. I know. I was hoping to.
But I didn't like how Neil was manhandling him because I talked to Jeffrey Todd on Twitter, and I was very upset the way Neil manhandle him. I mean, he gets a haircut from his fro and he thinks he's the boss of everybody. He needs to sit your ass down, boo. Mm-hmm. I wasn't happy. I'm happy with that scene.
Yeah. What do you think about I don't even know. Anyway, just what are your thoughts about the show? Everything that's going on. I'm not even going to compartmentalize at all. It's just so, it's all a mess. All a mess. Everybody's out of character. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm watching anymore.
The best part about the show is Sharon and Dylan. I didn't like Dylan, but now I like him. And I like him with Sharon because they start, like when he first came to town, they kind of had something, but they moved away from it and now they're back. Yeah. So I love that. I mean, at this point, Sharon has slept with every Newman person except every Newman man except for Noah, but that's only because that's her son. Otherwise, she probably would have. But I like them together. I think I'm not sure what happened with Nick and Sage because he broke up with her. Then she said she was pregnant. So are they back together? I guess I don't.
Exactly.
I don't get it. I think she's going to end up being pregnant and it's going to be like a Blake Marler situation where she has a set of twins and one is Gabe's and one is Nick. That's what I think is going to happen.
Oh my God. That would be something Pratt would do.
I hope it happens because it serves that horny bitch right. I don't like the character. But I also, I'm sorry. I'm still creeped out about Chelsea and Adam. It just creeps me out that those two actors are together on the show. It creeps me the fuck out.
I know. Ugh. I know. I forget about it because I don't know it. I just enjoy the hot shirtless scenes.
I can't forget about it. And I do like the fact that Justin Hartley can stand up to Eric Braeden in a scene. He totally does. He doesn't back down. I love that. But when he's with Chelsea, I'm like, dude, that's your best friend's girlfriend. Don't do it. Like, blah. Just nasty. Okay. I can't.
I know. What about... there's really nothing exciting to even bring up there. So yeah, I'm just like, blah. This whole week has just been blah. Well, the whole year has.
Did you notice that scene where Ben was standing in the, he was standing in the lab, and there's Ashley, there's Victoria, there's Abby, and it's like, you fucked all these women.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
It was so awkward. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, God. He hasn't even been here 2 years. And then the funny part is I said it on Twitter, and I swear to God, they're stalking me because he brought it up on the show. Like, he had a scene where he's telling her, you know, I've been in Genoa City 2 years, and I've already slept with three women. I mean, I was like, oh, my God, they're stalking me. This is my house. He's stalking me. Oh, my God.
That is, that is.
Maybe you should have good storyline. They'll do that too.
Yeah, yeah. They definitely underuse. Oh, is Kyle on here? I hear.
No, that's me. I'm in Boston. I'm directly in the city. Come on.
Insider, one of our co-hosts on the Spilled Tea usually is always outside with sirens and stuff. So that's why I brought that up. Okay. So shout out to Kyle. Oh, and also, oh, wait a minute. I wanted to tell you, but I missed it. But I'll go ahead and let Kelly talk about what she thinks about this last week on Young and Restless. And I'm going to look for a tweet that I want to read. Go ahead.
Well, I like. What do I like? I don't know. I guess it's kind of bad.
We'll be here a while.
I guess it's just, I think it's the most interesting thing to me is Chelsea and Adam, just because A, I haven't seen them in a few days, and B, I really want, you know, in a perfect world, he would, you know, flip up and tell her, you know, it's a wait, I'm Adam. But instead, you know, it's going to be like, you think I'm Dave forever until, you know, but I mean, like, it's not going to be easy. And I just want them to be together because I just do.
David, could you tell your neighbor to click their remote control, please, on their keys?
It goes off three times a day. I did think of something that Kelly will love. Drunk Nikki. I mean, how could you not love Drunk Nikki? She is
Drunk
awesome.
Nikki is fantastic.
She's so
Drunk awesome. Nikki and, is hilarious. And then telling Victor today, like, they're asking her, like, were you drunk? And she's like, no, I wasn't drunk. I was tired and I almost fell down. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And then today you got drunk again and talked to the bartender about spaghetti before you ran away? What are you doing?
And the thing is, Melanie Thomas Scott came out and said she loves Drunk Nikki. She says she loves playing Nikki drunk. She understands that the fans like Nikki sober, but she loves playing Drunk Nikki. That made it even more awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I just love it.
Because it is fantastic. And they brought different face back in, which is whatever, because you turn your head and there's a different little girl playing that character anyway. But, you know, she's just like, hey, just stupid. I don't like her. I don't want her to have your baby, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like,
she's going to be an evil little girl when they age her to like a teenager. She's going to be the Mean Girls. You know, she's going to be like one of those kind of kids. Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, she like just, the one that Summer was when she was, like, being such a...
I knew that was... That other kid? That one coming a mile away.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hell, she's still bitchy and whiny, Summer. I hate her.
Exactly.
Hate her.
But, whatever happened to that Jamie kid that her and Finn were being such jerks to? Where's he at now? He just left town, right?
Yeah, he left town.
Oh, yeah, that was such a long time ago. Everybody that was... I don't know. Anyway. But I mean, like, she was a mean kid. She's still a mean kid. Like, she talks down to Mariah like Mariah's a piece of trash. And shit, if I had to pick between Mariah and Summer and anything ever, I'm picking Mariah all day long.
Oh, hell yes.
Because Cameron Grimes is the boss.
Everything.
So,
yeah.
Exactly. So... I don't know. I like looking at Justin Hartley, and I like Drunk Nikki.
Well, there we go. And tomorrow is the reinvention with her. It's the whole episode's going to be based on her. Everybody in town shows up.
I thought it was Friday.
Or maybe, is it the 27th?
I thought it was the 29th.
Oh, maybe it's the 29th. Anyway, stay tuned. It's on one of these days coming up. We'll be able to talk about that.
I cannot wait.
It's going to be good.
Fuck that up.
I know. Mm. They did it for Catherine Chancellor, too, I remember.
Of course they did.
It is really. Oh, it says tomorrow, Neil makes a major decision. Billy reveals the reality of being with a Newman to Sage. But anyway, it is really, it kind of gives you a heartwarming feeling about Victor when you see how concerned he actually does get about his family when Nikki's parading around acting like a drunk, crazy person. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, even though he is, you know, all powerful and, you know, slightly has a God complex. And you notice how I used the word slightly tonight. You know, but I guess that's the most genuine thing about him. Like, it doesn't matter what he has to do. He's protecting his family no matter what.
Yeah, Adam almost slipped up last week, though. He got a little too aggressive with his wording with her. And I was like, whoa, calm down. Is somebody got a vibrator on or on somewhere?
No, that's a frog. There's a frog outside my house.
That was a frog.
That is, damn. Yes, there's a bullfrog that lives inside my house. I'm not even kidding. Can you hear that?
Oh my God. I didn't know vibrators.
Well, apparently it's a vibrator, so I don't know.
Well, you know, the kind that, like, the battery's half dead and it's kind of dying. That's what it sounded like. Oh, wait a minute. I must be telling my own story. Yeah. Never mind. Okay, Josh.
A little bit more about yourself and we need to know.
So, what are your thoughts on YNR before we wrap up, Joshua?
I don't have a lot. YNR's hard.
Oh my God! Put that frog away.
He means difficult, Doug.
It's just nobody's acting like themselves, so it's difficult to. It's like hard to know how to comment because I don't know any of these people on this show that now comes on after The Price is Right that seems to be called Young and the Restless. I don't know who these people are. It's just, they're all acting insane, like, except Victor, who's acting like himself, but everybody else seems to, it just, but there are funny lines, like when you were talking about drunk Nikki, the other day when she said to Victor, if you do not tell me what is going on, I will go behind that bar and drink every single bottle of alcohol there is. I laughed out loud. I was like, okay,
give me something good.
Give me Mariah breaking Summer down. That's funny. She does that really, really well. It's just all the stuff. Like, if I have to, I need Sharon. They either need to, I love Sharon Case. I think she turns shit into sugar. But I think that I can't see her in peril anymore. She needs her backbone back. This isn't Sharon.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. And because I like these actors, I like Gina Tognoni, but this isn't Phyllis.
Yeah.
So it's hard. And then the Scooby Gang, that hurts. It's all a mystery. It's bad. I need like a bomb to explode and then just sort of start over. Because it's gotten a little out of control. This show. I don't want to speak for everybody, but I think I am so used to this show being quality.
Mm-hmm.
That when it's not, it's hard.
Yeah, it is. It is very hard. It's very hard, you know, for us that's watched, you know, 30 plus years, you know, 20, 30, 40 years, you know, it's tough when you turn on that show and it's like, who are these people? You know, and I know we were talking about this the other day that, you know, why hasn't Sharon and Adam come to rescue Sharon? You know,
thank you. Adam would have been all up on Sharon.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least he's helping her, even from behind the scenes.
Yeah. Yeah,
but he doesn't he has no interest in anything that's happened to Sharon, except like he mentioned her like one good time, and then it was like he was done. And I understand, like, they're trying to make his focus, you know, getting his family back, but, you know, there were so many other things that were important to him in his life. You know, yeah. Sharon was important to him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there were all these other things that were important to him. And all of a sudden, he comes back. And praise the good Lord, they brought him back. I love, like, I still, I'll, till my last breath, I love Billy Miller and Michael Mania. If they would come back, this show would be so much
but
better.
Here's the,
so
here's the question I need to have answered. Is Chelsea Fucci made of gold? Because he is all over it. He is all over it like it was the second coming of Christ. And
yeah.
It's like she mourned him for about 15 seconds, and then she was all up on Billy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And speaking of being away from people for 15 seconds, let's go back to Sharon and Dylan.
Thank you.
Dylan, Avery broke up with him, and he went right to Sharon's bed. I mean, like, 30
but,
seconds.
I mean,
you have
wouldn't you,
seconds.
Too? Because the only thing that girl Avery is good at is making a souffle. I mean, she's so freaking boring, and they were boring together.
Mm-hmm.
And you got this exciting thing named Sharon Collins Newman. I mean, even she makes my downtown kind of, you know, rumble.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
I mean, it's like comparing a hot dog to a hamburger. I mean, really. You go for
I'm not denying that, because as a very 100% straight woman, Sharon Case is beautiful.
Yeah.
She's freaking gorgeous.
Yeah.
And
right.
So,
but they didn't miss a beat.
That's an odd thing for anybody in this podcast to say, considering I have 4 days in me. But anyway, we're talking about how beautiful a woman is.
They didn't give it a second.
No.
Exactly. I think part of what Kelly's trying to convey is that they built this Dylan Avery thing up. Joe came in. And they made us, like, want – they shoved Avery and Dylan in their throats. And then all of a sudden it was like, all right, he's going to go with Sharon.
Yeah.
And what I don't get, how the hell is Joe, like, you pushed me over a ledge. But, okay, you can stay and help me rehabilitate.
Exactly.
Are you fucking kidding me? I would press charges on that girl. I would make it so that she could not – hot roller her hair like an 80s dope diva anymore. That's how much I would sue her. Oh, that hair. Come on. They don't brush Victoria's hair, and then they put Avery's hair in hot rollers. I mean, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense, folks.
Michael, are you there?
I am.
Okay.
And then Nikki looks gorgeous every freaking day. I mean, even when she's drunk and she's got a messy ponytail, she still runs circles around her billionaire daughter.
And where is Cricket?
The show. Oh, Cricket.
Cricket lost
still
that baby, and they just ejected her.
Yeah, they did. They did.
I don't
she's still
Cricket,
mourning
that
baby. That's
fine. I was looking forward to Cricket going crazy.
Mm.
That's fine, because everything that, I mean, like, people are, like, looking at Cricket sideways, and she's like, you're going to jail for, like, insert random crime.
Because it started
after Phyllis, and then she went straight after Nikki, and then she would
just
go after Neil, and she was so mad.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, and those charges got dismissed, and all of a sudden she's like, okay,
gone.
You know, peace out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring Paul a cupcake for his birthday.
I don't mind that she
that
went after Phyllis. I don't mind that she went after Phyllis. I'm glad she went after Phyllis because
someone
needs
to take
that
bitch out. Yeah, that's
history.
I got a problem with that.
Yeah.
But I didn't understand her going after Neil. It was an accident, and he said it, and she's like, nope. I want to take everything from you. I want to take your socks. I want to take your hairdresser. I want to take everything from you. And then first she said it to Nikki, and she was like, oh, Nikki, bitch, I want everything. I want your booze. I want everything. And Nikki was like, not my booze. But then, like, she was clinging on in that booth. But then it was like, then she went after Neil. And then, just like Kelly said, right after everything was dropped, she's like, you know what? Peace out. I'm going to go. I'm going to leave.
In the meantime, they lost the entire, they lost the best storyline on the show, Hillary, Devon, and Neil.
I know.
With Lily and Hillary being bitchy. That's gold. And
what
is it? They're just gone.
Can I tell
now
you?
Now we're back
I know,
to Haven. Oh.
Yes, we are. Because this is what, you know, this is is what gets me. Devon owns the freaking hotel. The other day when the beginning of the party episode was on, and, you know, like, Lily comes up the steps and catches them getting ready to go upstairs or whatever. And she's all getting righteous about, like, I can't believe you two, whatever. Neil is clearly off his rocker right now. Everybody he has the chance to possibly throw a punch at, he's gone at full throttle. He's obviously off of his stuff right now. But when Lily, like, goes at Hillary and they start going at it and, like, trying to punch each other and blah, 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 then Lily starts acting all high and mighty and turns around. She's like, I have a party to host. And I'm like, in Devon's hotel. You work for your brother. Shut up. Shut up. Go host your party and go do whatever you want to do, but shut your mouth. Because the only reason you have a job is because your brother is not a complete piece of shit. And he's not going to fire you.
I wish he would.
He deserves to get fired. But he actually has some pity on his family. Not, maybe not pity, but he has, you know, like, he values his family. So he's not going to be a douchebag and fire her.
Yeah, let me just ask. I know, I wish you would too. I just want to say when, because I don't think we talked about it last week or it happened after we were on, but Neil is really, like you said, off his rocker because he forged Jack's signature on that thing. And I don't think Neil would ever do something like that. I don't think Neil would ever do something like that. Yeah,
and
so
in every scene almost anymore, all you see is Neil, like, lingering over Victor's shoulder like he's his henchman or something. And it's just like, seriously, you went from somebody that I absolutely adored all of a sudden to, you know, like, you're going to go do Victor's bidding all the time, just like Nikki said. Drunk Nikki tells the truth. You all do Victor's bidding, and that's it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say what everybody's thinking. Since the character, not the actress, because the actress ain't worth shit, the character of Drusilla left. Neil has spun on his axis, and he's jumped the shark. They need to recast that character. I don't care who it is. I don't want Victoria Ralph, because that woman is messy. I'd like somebody like Vivica A. Fox. She's spunky. She has had a lot of surgery, so she does look like Little Kim, but if you give her the right wig, she looks kind of decent. If Drusilla was there, she would have slapped Neil upside the head and go, "What the hell are you doing? What the hell are
I
you doing?"
I even think they could bring in Renee Jones from Days of Our Lives. The girl played Lexi on Days of Our Lives.
Renee Jones, yes. Oh my God, thank you. I like him. I like him a lot. Let's keep him.
Okay, well, we'll keep him. I just want to do a shout out to Dallas, who's another one of our co-hosts over on the Spilled Tea. He said, hey, boo, hey. He tweeted a little bit ago and said, so who gets custody of the pet rock and the Dylan Avery breakup?
You know, that's my Canadian princess. I love him.
I love Dallas
so
much. I love him. He cracks me up.
Are you going to answer his question, Doug? God, so rude.
Oh, I don't know. Why? Does anybody know who gets the custody of Dylan and Avery's pet rock?
Bury it with Austin.
And where's Courtney's parents? Well, I mean, I'm not that I care about Courtney, but where is Courtney's parents? You know, they should have at least came on.
They're hiding her dead body from Noah.
Oh, well, that's right.
Yeah,
but still,
that's the only mention we got. Remember, telling him where she's buried.
Exactly. That's true. That's another weird thing. I'm thinking that she's still alive. Cause remember she tweeted, Kelly Gloss tweeted that you haven't seen the last of Courtney. So I was like,
I think they're all still alive. I think Austin's still alive.
Yeah.
Are they frozen and on an island?
I know. on Days, they're all going to be alive.
I said it last week. I'll say it again. If they're frozen and on an island, I'm out. I'm done.
I'm out. One last comment. Remember Brittany, the one who got fried on the stripper pole? At least her, she had some parents that came in every once in a while. Remember, I don't remember their names offhand, but you know, I would like to at least Courtney's family be in, you know, a little, even if they're day players for a day or two, but you know, we saw nothing, but that's probably because, you know, they're really alive. And that means Kelly Gloss is coming back. I would rather watch Kelly Gloss than Melissa Ordway, but that's just me. I can't stand Hunter Helly.
Before we leave, can we talk about something?
Of course.
Greg, please pronounce his last name for me, Michael, because I always mess it up.
Is it Rickard?
Thank you. He's been very vocal since he got married that he wants Kevin to be gay. And Elizabeth Hendrickson said, if Kevin was gay, I would go back and I want Chloe to be a selfish bitch about it. I want to make it about Chloe. And I hope they play that storyline because even Kyle, he said that would explain why Terrible Tom hated Kevin so much because he wanted to beat the gay out of him. Oh my God, I would live for that storyline because
Mariah would be a perfect sidekick for him.
Oh my God, Mariah was born a fag hag. Let's just be honest here. She's like a TV version of Kelly. I mean, just let's be real. She's a TV version.
They haven't had sex, so that's obvious. So maybe they are going to go that way. You know,
but I just really would love it because, but then it's like, who can he be with? I would love it if he was with Noah because Victor would have a conniption. You know, he would be against having a gay grandson, and Nick would be beside himself. Sharon would be the supportive mom, and I can just see those two going at it.
Yeah. Oh, well, don't get too hot because you know what? I would rather the next regime handle this. I'm scared that what Pratt would do.
Yeah, true.
Because, you know, Brad Bell's doing good job over on, you know, BB&B for the transgender. I would hate for the LGBT to be represented by someone who's already destroyed all the characters. That means Kevin would be destroyed. And
I don't know if y'all remember how Pratt handled the lesbians on All My Children, but it was awful.
Yeah, he raped one of them, got her pregnant with a
and then he had Tamara Braun, who was going to marry Eden Regal, have sex with Zach the night before their wedding. I just was what?
Yeah. But if you talk to him, he created a lesbian story. If you talk to him, and he created the first lesbian wedding. If you talk to him.
Oh, I know. It hurts me.
It does. So I have a pain in my toe.
I'm gonna hurt him.
Yeah, me too. All right. Well, let's wrap this up. This has been fun. We got a variety of people. Michael, I'm going to let you go first because you only get to talk like 1/20th of the hour, or hour and a half, actually. So talk to me. Talk to me really fast. Whatever it is, just talk to me really fast about it.
Oh, okay. I don't have anything to say.
Oh, well, damn. Well, fuck you, man. Okay.
I got it all out before. Sorry.
Oh.
Well, you got his load.
Okay. Well, you know, usually they do fall asleep afterwards. So, okay.
Oh, my.
Kelly. Kelly, any last things you want to say?
No, I'm blushing because Michael's embarrassing me. it's slightly fantastic. No, I think I am as well. When there are songs, I am too sensitive. My boyfriend will tell you I'm hyper emotional, but that is just me. And if you don't like me hyper emotional and hyper passionate about the things that I love and I care about, like my soap operas and my friends and my family, then you should not pay any attention to me and fast forward through the parts of the podcast when I'm speaking.
Okay. On that
and
note,
on that, I'm out.
Out, David.
Wait. Where did that come from?
I'm not.
Where did
sure.
what
I'm
come
gonna...
from?
That little speech. I don't get it. Did someone say something on Twitter?
I'm pleading the fifth.
Well, okay.
I dropped the mic. I'm out. I'm done.
Oh, okay.
Damn. Okay. Next, David. Awkward silence.
I'm just hoping that B&B this week brings it again, because when I was watching the anniversary week of General Hospital. I loved the reveal of Luke's past. But then after that, it just kind of got shitty. So I'm really hoping they just, like, bring it. And, I mean, it's only 20 minutes of my day anyway, but I just really hope they bring it. I really do.
Yeah, and did you notice that part of Maya's old house that she's staying in is also the set that Sheila and Amber stayed in? I don't know if anybody noticed that or not.
Nope. But I'm like, she didn't, you know what I thought when I saw her going in there? I'm like, this bitch didn't save any money? Like, why is she back there?
Yeah, she should be rich.
Any money set aside? Like, I'm not saying she could be rich, but she was a model. Like, she doesn't have a 401k. She doesn't have a savings account. Like, this bitch don't got nothing. She's living back in the projects. Like,
okay.
Very confused by that.
And our newest addition to the Talk Soap family, Joshua, what's any last things you want to say? Usually we try to keep it close to an hour, but because we had a lot to say, so it just happens. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say thank you for letting me come play. This was fun. I love talking about these shows. I've watched them forever, and I just think it's fun to talk to folks who are as passionate and as cool about all of them as I feel like I am. So thank you for letting me come play. That's all I have to say.
Oh, well, we like it when people come and play. So as you can tell from Michael's earlier explosion that he likes to come and play too. So,
spell that word correctly now.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for being here tonight. We'll be back next week with another week of hopefully some 10% better positivity, maybe. Let's go for 10%. I usually go around and ask people to do say one good thing about the shows, but you know what? This week, forget it. We'll be back next week, guys, and thank you all for being here tonight on Tuesday, and I appreciate you guys. So good night, and Kelly, I love you, and I hope you're okay, and the rest of you, love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Talk Soap. And don't forget, the first and only rule of Talk Soap is that we do talk soap.